You know, at this point, what are the, some of the things that you think need to be addressed in repealing and replacing ACA?
Well, first of all, I mean, I know the political buzzword is repeal and replace. I don't think it's a smart force to go, okay, we're going to repeal the whole thing, and we're going to start building from square one. It's a complex issue. Break it up into a half a dozen pieces, whatever, and go, okay, today we're going to do, not today, but first we're going to do this piece, stabilize the market right now. Wiping the whole thing out and starting over again, I think invites that whole rollout disaster that we had with the ACA, and websites are crashing and all that other sort of stuff. Learn from that mistake, break it up, figure out what you're keeping, what you're getting rid of and replacing it with, but not on a global scale. Cut that down into some manageable stuff. Will it take some time? Yeah. I think that realistically is you need to get it done in the 115th Congress, or at least mostly done, so people are like, okay, this train's rolling. You need to get some of the high points taken care of in this Congress.
In your estimation, you know, what are the things, what are the issues Nevadans should be most concerned about at this point?
Well, I mean, you've got it at the top of the list. You've got I think probably four things. You've got the economy, which economy slash jobs. You've got healthcare. You've got immigration. Immigration ties back into the economy, ties back into healthcare. Healthcare ties back into all that stuff. And then our unique Nevada thing, which is public lands. When 86 or 87% of the state is federal in one form or another, and you talk about economy, jobs, blah, 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 and how we grow, I mean, we need only to look to Clark County, the Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act, bipartisan piece of legislation, been going on for several decades plus now, considered very successful. It allows people in Clark County to decide their own futures while still leaving most of the lands federal. It's like, hey, we kind of want this, the same thing of that up here, where I don't have to go pass a lands bill so you can have a school for 40 acres or a in Washoe County or a cemetery in Sparks, or they can do some deal in Lyon. We passed a bill a few years back that did that. We just did one for tribal nations, six tribal nations, which added on to their holdings for their reservations in various parts of the state. It's about local control.
So how do you start building consensus when it seems like the two, you know, when it seems like there's so much anger, at least on both sides of the aisle, and especially here in the electorate itself?
So I think that the first general thing is you got to try to see if there's some way to get back to personal relationships to some extent. I don't think it'll ever be like it was 20 years ago, but you have to get back to some level of that as a way to start back, because if everybody's just playing to their political, playing to the politics instead of the issue, you'll have continued gridlock.
I'm assuming you mean the Tip O'Neill Reagan era of compromise.
Yeah, stuff where, I mean, heck, there were, I mean, George Bush, I think maybe now history will be a little bit kinder to him. He worked with Democrats a lot. If he agreed with them on the issue, there's issues I agree with them on. You know, there's some immigration stuff I agree with them on. You know, it's one of those things where, I mean, I co-sponsored a bill once that had to do with funding for highways. Then I was interviewed by a reporter back there on the Hill who said, Jesus, you're a co-sponsor on this. What's the deal? And I says, I know. I'm a Republican. I don't wake up in the morning looking for a tax bill to hug. I said, but this is an area where we hadn't adjusted the federal gas tax in decades. It provided them secure funding for a decade, which is real time for highways and freeways and stuff. And I said, I would rather be criticized for trying to do something than defend doing nothing. And so I think there's a lot of areas where that can apply.